Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Good Magazine turns 1 year old. 1 year old? 1 year old. We'll find out how those do-gooders did in their first year. But first, let's hear about today's top stories from our own newscaster, Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Good morning, everyone. So, when First Lady Laura Bush speaks, does the military junta in Myanmar listen? Hard to know. But the military crackdown against the pro-democracy movement in Myanmar has provoked Laura Bush to make a rare foray into the world of foreign policy. In a commentary published in the Wall Street Journal today, the First Lady called on the military regime in Myanmar to step aside, to give up what she called terror campaigns against its people, and to open the country to democracy. Laura Bush has taken up the crisis in Myanmar as a personal cause after the situation there has worsened over the past month. The official death toll in the September demonstrations is 10, but unofficial reports say hundreds were killed and thousands arrested in the marches and rallies around the country. And just a few weeks after employees of General Motors staged a two-day strike, union workers at Chrysler are now poised to walk off the job. The union, which represents about 49,000 workers, has set a late morning deadline today to settle a new contract. The sticking points are some of the same that plagued GM negotiations: health benefits for retirees and job security. UAW members at General Motors are voting on their newly negotiated contract this week, and the results of that vote is expected today. And if you watched the GOP presidential debates last night, you heard a lot of, "I cut taxes." No, 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 I cut taxes. That was the mantra repeated over and over by Mitt Romney and Rudy Giuliani as the two Republican frontrunners battled it out on stage, each claiming to hold the true mantle of fiscal conservatism. Here's the former New York mayor taking a swing at former Massachusetts Governor Romney.
"You've got to control taxes, but I did it. He didn't. I controlled taxes. I brought taxes down by 17%. Under him, taxes went up 11% per capita. I led. He lagged."
To which Romney responded, quote, "That's baloney." The lively exchange left the other candidates struggling to stake their claim in the debate in Dearborn, Michigan. There was some focus, though, on former Tennessee Senator Fred Thompson, who joined the GOP debates for the first time. He chimed in with promises to protect free trade and lower government spending, and all the candidates took shots at the Democrats, especially frontrunner Hillary Clinton. Finally today, suspended quarterback Michael Vick may have to give back nearly $20 million to the Atlanta Falcons for violating his contract. Yesterday, the Falcons won a legal victory that says the team can go forward with efforts to get the cash back. The ruling was made by Stephen Burbank, the NFL's special master. Attorneys for the NFL Players Association argued that there was legal precedent preventing the NFL from taking back the bonus, but Burbank said the precedent didn't apply. Vick is on indefinite suspension after pleading guilty to a federal conspiracy charge related to a dogfighting operation on his property. He's expected to be sentenced in early December. That's the news. It's always online at NPR.org. I'm Rachel Martin. Luke and Allison, your turn.
Seriously? Burbank? The guy's name Burbank?
Who knew? If Michael Vick just sells one of those diamond studs in his ear, that might be $20 million. I'm just thinking.
I got to hit that Burbank guy up for some tickets.